Blackstone Audiobooks presents The King of Slippery Falls by Sid Haight. The state of Idaho exists, and maps of that state indicate the presence of a river called the Little Lost. Otherwise, the setting for this story is pure fiction. So are the characters, I think. One. Lewis Hinton hurried home from Slippery Falls High, deposited his books on a table in the hallway, grabbed his fishing gear from the garage, and headed toward Slippery Falls Park. The four-acre preserve was less than a mile from his house. It was situated on the east side of the small Idaho town where he lived, which was also called Slippery Falls. The name was taken from a thunderous waterfall that plummeted into a rocky gorge below the park. It, too, was called Slippery Falls. Only the High Plain River that fed the falls had a different name. It was known as the Little Lost. The date was Friday, May the 4th, early in the 21st century. The sun was bright in a cloudless blue sky, and the Rocky Mountain air was fresh with spring. Finally, winter had loosened its gelid grip over southern Idaho, and the inhabitants of Slippery Falls were stepping happily out.